The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh boy. If you don't like T-Hack now, stick around.
Yep.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with this lady? What's her problem?
She gets flagged at the airport, bro.
By something that's not her fault.
I don't think I've been. What does that mean? Flagged? Like pulled out of line?
There's just problems. For some reason, there is nothing random about the cavity check at DIA. Mm-hmm. It's just me. It's like I have some weird Post Malone tattoo, face tattoo that I can't see, but like the Homeland Security can. Like they just every time I get there, like they have to do the swab thing on your hand, the bomb swab, and then I get the back of the hand pat on the biscuits and berries.
Really?
You've never had that?
No, it sounds nice.
It's not nice.
Oh.
Because some people are aggressive and they like come up under and they're like, pat, pat, pat.
He's like, what are you even looking for?
Can I do it to you right now?
Sure. Am I dreaming? Wake up, bitch.
It's not what you think. Oh. It's like they like whack. You were a sports guy. Did your friends ever do the whoosh,
oh yeah
the cup
yeah.
check?
Okay.
It's not.
They're not just bullying you at TSA, I don't think.
There's something about me that they're like, puh, 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 puh. I don't know what they do to
I've
this
had
woman,
it before like, when my hair was longer and I had it tied up, they would squeeze my bun. They would check my bun. Mm-hmm.
That's smart.
I'm like,
for women, they do like hands together, just like a thing.
Up in the...
Yeah. Just a graze, nothing crazy.
They don't do the, here's the church, here's like they're the learning, and then I open it up.
Here's like, all the people.
You did that when you were young, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I teach my kids all that.
Can we just shoot a video of us patting each other down later?
That's going to be on our OnlyFans.
No, we're putting that on the talk. Okay, so here's the problem. She's what?
She's 106.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which, and? God love her, 106. That's awesome.
Yes. And T-Hack thinks as a 106-year-old, she should be banned from traveling.
Not exactly.
You said.
That's not word for word what I said.
You have a problem with her traveling.
No, not at all. I have a problem with her being upset. Because every time she goes, she gets flagged in the system. Because apparently the system doesn't recognize people who are over 100. And so every time there's like an issue that they kind of talk, you're 106. Oh, and it's an issue. But eventually she gets on the plane and goes to see her grandkids. I think she travels like twice a year, I think, from Houston to Florida.
Okay.
So she's 106. She travels a couple times a year.
And she's just all
there's
she's
a minor
asking,
inconvenience. And she's like leading this charge. Like, we got to revamp the systems. We got to let all.
Yes. So she can get there faster. She's 106.
Get there
she
faster.
So what she doesn't have to,
she's got on the limited plane. Time.
She's on the plane leaves when the plane's gonna leave.
I know, but she doesn't get to just like you walk through the airport and all they do is squeeze your bun a little bit. They give Aaron a little
the wrong bun.
The fingering of the steeple thing.
None of that happens.
No, but
to me.
Like the weird little
I
prayer
go through
hands.
Pre-check now, so.
Oh my god, I've sprung for pre-check. Mm. But it's like they do the prayer hands up her crotch.
Okay.
They do the backwards smack for me. Like, she's 106. Like, first off, does anybody think this woman's on the terror watch list?
No.
Then just let her through. At a certain point, there's certain people you just let through.
I agree. I don't think this is TSA. I think it's more like the gate agents, because they're like, your ID, like, our system can't recognize a 106-year-old traveler.
She didn't need an ID. She is her own ID. At a certain point, don't you think that elderly people, you just let them just, come on. Just come on in. Mm-hmm. Eat free, drink free, just...
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
So then what's your problem?
My problem is that this lady's 106 and you're like so wrapped up in a minor inconvenience instead of just enjoying, like Aaron said, the limited time you have left. Just enjoy. You still get to see it. It's a weird thing. Congrats. You live to over 100. Any guesses on the percentage of people that live to over 100? I looked it up.
2.1.
3.4.
Hey, Riveting Radio. Okay. We're just no. It can't be that big. There's like centenarians are rare. I feel like
really
super rare. Mm-hmm. When do you think? Oh God. Do you know what the hardest thing in the world to do is to like try to never look Aaron in the eye when death is on the line? Because if you talk about death, it's like, ooh, somebody fell off the roof. She's like, dang, I wish it was me. Like she's just you have this. Yeah. She has the darkest, weirdest death wish thing going on, and I'm like, do you want to get to be 100?
No.
I know. I knew you were going to answer that. You have no desire?
No.
How old do you think you'll be?
Fingers crossed I make it to like 60, and then that's fine.
Okay. All right.
That's old enough.
All right. So Like, I'm going to go with my percentage. I'm going to stick with like half a percent.
Half a percent. Yeah. Okay.
Aaron? I originally said 3.4, but I feel that's like I should low it. Okay. Yeah. I'll say 1.2.
Both wildly off. In the United States, approximately 0.03% of people live to be over 100. So congrats, you're in the club. You made it. Just enjoy your time. Why are you getting so like bristly about just a minor inconvenience? It's an airport.
But she's been dealing with this for 6 years. Yeah. Every time she goes to the airport.
I want her to have what she wants.
Well, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying I can see how that's annoying every single time you go to the airport. You have to deal with that.
All right. Here's all I want to say.
All the airports are minor inconveniences. The whole thing.
You don't get inconvenience at all. You got your bun touched. Aaron gets felt
the
up.
The wrong one. I'm saying.
Don't get felt up.
If you're over 100 and you want TX home address to come kick his butt, text in right now. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.